So today is June 27th, 2050, in Sasana era 2559. So Searo has been talking about the Four Noble Truths. And then yesterday Searo expounded Magga Satya, the Noble Eightfold Path. And then before Noble Eightfold Path, we have to develop the preliminary path, preliminary Eightfold Path, Pobha Bhaga Magad. So here, preliminary Eightfold Path means the Vipassana, the development of mindfulness. So by developing mindfulness, we develop the factor or the Magga, factor or the path. So yesterday, Searo expounded the basic factors or the path and the preliminary factors or the path from practical point of view. And then Searo expounded yesterday the two kinds of the two stages of Vipassana insight. The first is Nama Rupa Parichera Jnana, the meaning. The insight into mind and metta, or the insight distinguishing between mind and metta. And then the Paccaya Parigraha Jnana, the insight into the cause and effect, or conditionality of mind and metta. And then along with the purification, through the along with the insight, we purify the wrong view, and also Searo explained the purification too. So today Searo will continue higher Vipassana stage called Samasana Jnana, and from practical point of view. So insight into the cause and effect or conditions is called Paccaya Parigraha Jnana, the identical knowledge of the cause. So for example, when we are sitting, we know rising, falling of the abdomen. The rising, falling is the physical phenomena involved. So it comes first. And then the knowing mind follows. Knowing mind come later. So physical phenomena involved in the rising falling is a cause, and then subsequent knowing mind is effect. There is a cause and effect. So physical cause, mental effect. The mind is cause. Metta is cause. The mind is effect. And in the case of physical activities, like the lifting, moving, or bending, sitting, standing, and so on, so there is always driving force, the intention. The intention is driving force behind all the activities. When our mind is concentrated and mindfulness is strong, we spontaneously see the intention leading mental state behind our activities. So whatever activity we do, the intention comes first, and then actions come later. So in this case, the intention is a mental factor, the cause. The physical action is a physical phenomena, the effect. So the mental cause, physical effect. And in the same way, there is the cause between the mind and the mind. The mind is cause, and another mind is the matter. Another mind is effect. And also the Dhamma object and the mind object. So for example, when we note our thoughts or Dhamma objects, seeing, hearing, etc., And thoughts arise, thought come fast. And we become aware of the thought. So awareness of thought come later. So in this case, this object is a mind, thought, and there's awareness of object, thought itself also mind. So this the mind cause and mind effect. So mind is the attribute to the mind. So in this way, there are the physical cause, mental effect, mental cause, physical effect, mental cause, mental effect. So realizing these cause and effect through one's own experience is called Pajjayaparikha Jnana, the analytical knowledge of cause and effect. So when we clearly see the cause and effect of the mental and the physical phenomena, or the interactions of the mind and the matter, and the first, for example, we see rising, falling of the abdomen, and then we maybe in the beginning we can catch only the beginning portion of the rising or object, and then with the concentration we can follow the rising movement all the way from the beginning to the end. So in this way we can experience, we can become aware of the beginning portion or the rising or middle portion, progressive portion, and the ending portion of the rising movement or the abdomen. And the same with the falling movement or the abdomen. So in this way, we become aware of the object from the beginning to the end, and beginning portion and the middle portion and ending portion. When we see an object from the beginning to the end, that means we see the phenomena arising and then passing away. So that's how we develop the third stage or insight called Samasana Jnana, the analytic understanding of the rising and then passing away of the phenomena. So what the difference between the previous insight and that insight? So when we note rising, falling of the abdomen, for example, in the first or second stages of insight, we only can be aware of the mostly in the beginning part. Mostly we may miss the middle part. Mostly we may miss the beginning part and ending part. Normally we become aware of the rising movement just in general. Mostly middle part is obvious. That's in the first stage of the insight. At the second stage, so we can start to become aware of the object from the beginning and the progressive stages. So when we know the rising, for example, we can see the beginning portion of the rising movement and the progressive portion. But we likely to miss the middle portion. So in the second stage, we mostly become aware the first two portions of the horizon or the any other objects. So at the third stage of Vipassana insight, called Samasana Jnana, we are able to follow the object from the beginning to the end, all the way from the beginning to the end. So beginning part, middle part, ending part, all the part is clear to us. So when we note the rising, and then we follow the rising, and the rising progressively tense, and finally it stops. And then falling begins. So in between, sometimes we can find there is a moment, there is a pause or gap before the falling start. So sometimes some yogi, they even say what, they even think about what to do, what to note in between. So in the same way, in the walking meditation, we know the lifting, moving, and dropping. So with the continuous mindfulness, we are able to follow the lifting movement from the beginning to the end. And moving forward, also we can become aware of the object from the beginning to the end. And dropping, so we follow from the beginning to the end. So in this way, mindfulness is strong enough to become aware of the object all the way from the beginning to the end. Beginning portion, middle portion, and ending portion. And also we can see the separate. We can see the process separately, distinctively. The lifting process and followed by the moving process and followed by the dropping process during the walking. So these three processes, yogi can know to the yogis very separately and distinctively. So this is the general experience yogi can gain at the that stage of insight. And regarding the awareness of sensation, unpleasant sensation, there is a difference between the two previous stages of insight and that stage of insight. The first stage, the second stage of insight, means the insight into the cause and effect. We can become aware of the beginning part and the middle part. But we don't see the ending part. For example, when we know the pain, we see the pain coming into existence, and then pain is progressing. But when we are noting pain, and a new pain come out, and then we move to the new pain, and then the new pain is progressing. And then another new pain come out, and we note the new pain. So in this way, we can see the pain coming into existence and progressing. So that means we only become aware of the beginning portion and the middle portion of the pain, but not ending portion or cessation or the pain. So at the stage of this insight, the third stage of insight, called Samasana Jnana, we can see the pain coming into existence and progressing and disappear. We can see three stages of the pain. We can see the pain from the beginning to the end. And then we can see another pain newly come out. And we note it, and we see the pain coming into existence and progressing and disappearing. And another, that new pain maybe come out and we note it again. So in this way, at that stage of insight, we can become aware of the objects or phenomena in the three portions, or we can discern them entirely. So that's why this insight is described. So why we are noting the phenomena, we can see phenomena and the arising and passing away. We can see phenomena all the way from the beginning to the end. This is the nature or characteristics of the third insight, Samasana Jnana. At this stage of insight, apparently we can experience unpleasant sensations like the stiffness or heat, pain or tension and so on. Some people may feel the pressure, so it's like somebody pushing him or her down. And some people may feel like tied with the rope tightly. But yogis, even though there is a lot of painful sensation, the mindfulness still keep on going. And he or she can note quite well. Sometimes he or she may experience the temperature changes. The upper part of body may feel very hot, and the lower part is very cold, vice versa. So in this way, yogis are likely to experience unpleasant sensation at this third stage of insight. When yogi note these unpleasant sensation, they may disappear after 4 or 5 noting. When they disappear, not disappear immediately, they fade away gradually, and sometimes they become smaller and smaller in size, or subtler and subtler, or they're moving somewhere else, and then finally disappear. And when the unpleasant sensation disappear, yogi back to the home object, like rising, falling, and then maybe another pain appears on another place, another part of the body, for example, like itchiness. So when the yogi knows the itchiness, and the itchiness gradually decrease or smaller or the subtler, subtler, and then fade away. And then go back to the rising, falling, or home object. So in this way, the yogi can see the unpleasant sensation coming into existence, progressing, and cessation. So that's how yogi experience the impermanence, what impermanence means. So he analyzed, this is impermanence. This is what impermanence means. This signifying the third stage of insight. At this stage of insight, we are likely to see the mental images, like someone we love, or a monk or nun, or the scenery, or the garden, or the park, beautiful park, and so on. So whatever mental image we see, we have to note it as seeing, 4 or 5 times, and then those mental objects are likely to disappear, gradually disappear, fade away gradually. Sometimes they go to distance and disappear. So in this way, we can see the mental images coming into existence and disappearing. So these are mental images related to the concentration. When the mind is concentrated on the object, the mind is quite powerful. It can create the mental images. So whatever exists in our inner part, innermost part, that come into existence as a mental image. These mental images are related to concentration. So they are actually not something real, they are just conceptual object, the mental images. That's important for yogi to understand. They are not real, they are just mental images, conceptual objects. So here the awareness, the knowing mind is something real, knowing mind is a paramattha, ultimate phenomena. So along with the mental images, knowing mind arise and pass away moment by moment. So yogi can see the knowing mind or thinking mind coming into existence and passing away. This is the sign of the third stage of insight. So that this means the analytical knowledge of the impermanence. Anicca anupassana in Pali. So when we know the rising, falling or the abdomen, unpleasant sensation and mental images, and we can see the object, these objects coming into existence and passing away. Thus we discern impermanence. So regarding impermanence, there are three things we need to understand: anicca, anicca lakkhana, and anicca nupassana. Anicca means what is impermanent. That refers to mind and body, mind and matter. Mind and matter are impermanent, so they are called anicca. Whatever is impermanent called anicca. Anicca means mind and matter. And the anicca lakkhana, the nature of the impermanence. So that means the something or the phenomena newly arise and then disappear. So this newly arising and passing away is called the nature or anicca and impermanence, the or characteristics of the impermanence. That's in Pali we call anicca lakkhana. And anicca nupassana means the awareness of the impermanence. So we see the phenomena and newly arising and passing away. So that means we see the anicca, impermanence. So that's we call anicca nupassana. So in this way, we can see, we can realize anicca, what are impermanent, mind and matter, and anicca lakkhana, how they come into existence and pass away. And anicca nupassana, we discern, we see the phenomena newly come into existence and passing away. So when we see the phenomena arising, newly arising and passing away continuously, so we will feel like tortured by the impermanence. And at the same time, the unpleasant sensations are also very obvious and challenging. Although we are noting the unpleasant sensation, pain, but they still insist, they still persist. And sometimes the whole body is full of pain. Everywhere is pain in the body. So like the solid suffering, the whole body feel. So in this case, we feel we are tortured by the impermanence and unpleasant sensation. Then yogi likely to analyze everything, phenomena are newly arising, passing away. And then they are really torturing and tormenting. There is nothing desirable, nothing pleasant. So everything arising and passing away like dying every moment. There is nothing to rely on, nothing desirable to us. It's all psychophysical phenomena are just solid suffering. So yogi feel like tortured by the arising and passing away of the mental process. And that means the the understanding of the dukkha, understanding of the suffering. In Pali, dukkha nupassana. When we are observing phenomena, we see them arising and passing away, and we feel like we are tortured by the impermanence. That signifies this knowledge, dukkha nupassana, insight into the dukkha suffering. So when we see the mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away, that torturing us, then we realize these mental and physical phenomena arise and pass away on their own accord, not on our accord, not on our way. They go, come and go on their own way. So previously, we have been under illusion that things are, we are doing, we are acting on our own accord, on our own way. But now, seeing the present phenomena arising and passing away, we realize phenomena come into existence and passing away on their own accord. So there is nothing essential, nothing joyful or delightful. They are all just mental and physical process, mental and physical phenomena. There is nothing essential like the everlasting or eternal soul or ego. And also they go their way, not our way or our wish. There is nothing essential, nothing solid like the eternal soul. What really exists is a continuous process of mind and matter. That's all. And they are also tortured by impermanence. And they come and go on their own accord. Nothing essential, nothing permanent. So in this way, we realize the non-self nature of the mind and the matter. So this realization is called anatta nupassana, the analytical knowledge of the anatta, non-self. So at this stage of vipassana insight, there is a lot of contemplation. So seeing the mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away, and then seeing them as a tormenting. And then they arise and pass away on their own accord, not according to our way or our wish. So in this way, we realize the impermanence, suffering, and non-self. And also we analyze all phenomena in the past or the phenomena to come in the future. We be the same. They arise, newly arise, and pass away on their own accord, not anybody's way or wish. So in this way, we can understand the impermanent suffering and non-self practically, or the empirical knowledge or the inferential knowledge. So in this is how we realize the impermanent suffering and non-self by contemplation. So when we are continuing, when we are continuing the mindfulness practice, and then we see mental and physical phenomena arising and passing away very clearly. For example, when we know the rising of the abdomen, we can see the phenomena coming into existence and passing away. In the same way with the falling movement, we see phenomena newly arising and passing away. And also our noted mind and noted objects become very concurrent and consistent. We will be able to note the objects concurrently. We become aware of the phenomena consistently. When we know the unpleasant sensation, For example, the unpleasant sensation is quite subtle, no longer strong, no longer intense. We just see the unpleasant sensation appear and disappear. And also, gradually the mind, progressively the mind becomes tranquil and calm. And then we may see the light or bright light coming out. And we see the mental phenomena or physical phenomena arising and passing away so quickly that everything is clear to us. So at this stage, there is called the vipassana insight, the uriyabhaya jnana, the insight into arising and passing away or the phenomena. And the light is quite likely to see by the yogi in the previous stages of the insight. And in the earlier insight, also yogi may experience the light shining or sparkling, like a firefly in the darkness. And at the last second stage of insight, Pajjayaprekha Jnana, yogi may see the colorful light, green or yellow or the reds, and colorful light may manifest to the yogi at the second stage. But this fourth stage of insight, the light yogi can see much brighter and much more shining. Sometimes like the spotlight into our eyes, maybe sometimes in front of us, sometimes behind, sometimes on our head. Sometimes it even shining the whole room or the whole space, almost like the whole space with the stars and so on. And sometimes we can even see the material things in the distance under the light. So in this way, this light we can experience, we may experience in the fourth stage of insight, the much brighter and more shining than the lights we had ever experienced before. And so this at this stage, yogi may mistakes this kind of light is for spiritual achievement. They thought this is something remarkable kind of spiritual achievement. But all yogi have to do is just to note it, seeing. As long as it's obvious, yogi must note it, seeing until it disappears. So sometimes the light may not disappear, it may last for long. Sometimes they may disappear immediately. But as long as the light is obvious or manifest, we have to note, seeing until it disappears. And then yogi will be very satisfying and excited, and yogi experience the happiness and blissfulness and a very comfortable feeling in the whole body, overwhelming. So Sierra will continue these experiences tomorrow. That's all for today. Thank you for your attention.